الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the creator of all the creations, the one who has no beginning and the one who has no end. I ask Allah Ta'ala to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and to protect the nation from the harm. What is the meaning of Surah Taha, Ayah 5? The Surah Taha, Ayah 5 is Ar-Rahmanu 'ala al-'arshi istawa. This ayah also has been misinterpreted by many people nowadays. The scholars of Islam did not have any disagreement on this verse. They all agreed on the meaning of it, that in which befits Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ar-Rahmanu 'ala al-'arshi istawa. Imam Malik radiallahu anhu said, Allah said about himself that he is attributed with istiwa, which befits him. Istiwa is from the word istawa. It is invalid to say how, and how does not apply to him. Al-kayfu anhu marfu'. This is the Arabic text of the saying of Imam Malik radiallahu anhu. So you cannot say, how did Allah make istiwa on al-arsh? Rather, the meaning of istawa is in a way that befits Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people misinterpret this by saying Allah sat on the throne, or Allah established himself firmly on the throne. These interpretations are against the Quran, against the saying of Allah Ta'ala, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ, against the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah existed eternally and there was nothing, and now he exists as he existed, and against the saying of Imam Malik, who said the how does not apply on Allah. The how or the whereabouts connotations are descriptions of the created. The how are applied on the created, on the creation. They are not applied on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only the created can be described with sitting, settling, and occupying a place. It does not apply to Allah. It does not befit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The word istawa has 15 meanings in the Arabic language, some of which befit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such as to subjugate, to preserve, and to maintain. Hafiza, wastawla, wa abqa. These words befit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for the words sat or the like, they do not befit Allah. On the other hand, the word can also imply physical meanings, the word istawa, but does not befit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such as sit or settle or stabilize. Rather, it is considered in Islam blasphemy, kufr, to apply any of these physical meanings to Allah. The words preserve and subjugate are meanings that comply with the religion and the Arabic language, and they were also mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem. To subjugate, Allah Ta'ala named himself Al-Qahhar in Al-Quran al-Kareem. So to subjugate befits Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Qushayri, which is one of the popular scholars of the religion of Islam, explained the meaning of istawa in this ayah as to preserve, subdue, and to maintain. It cannot be believed that Allah sits on the throne, as this belies Surah An-Nahl, Ayah 74, فَلَا تَضْرِبُوا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْثَالِ, which means, do not attribute to Allah the attributes of His creation. And Allah Ta'ala said, وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ. Surah Ibrahim, Ayah 48 means, and the slaves will be resurrected to face the judgment of Allah, the One, the Subduer. So Allah Ta'ala named Himself the Subduer, the One who is one, He has no partner, and the One whom the attributes of the creation do not apply on Him. وَلَا تَضْرِبُوا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْثَالِ. Do not attribute to Allah the attributes of His creation. And sitting, settling, is among the attributes of the creation. Imam Ali radiallahu anhu, in explaining this concept, he said, Allah created the throne, al-arsh, as an indication of his power and not to take it as a place for himself. This was related by Abu Mansur al-Baghdadi. So from this it's confirmed in the religion that the how does not apply on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists without a place before the throne. He does not sit on the throne or settle in a place, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala laysa kamithlihi shay, nothing resembles Allah. Also Allah ta'ala said in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ means Allah does not have offspring, and he is not an offspring of another. This ayah states that Allah is clear of being an origin from others or derived from others. Allah does not dwell in things, nor do things dwell in him. Therefore, he is not in a place, he is not contained in a place, nor is he on a place. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq radiallahu anhu stated, as related by Abu al-Qasim al-Qushayri in his book Al-Risala al-Qushayriya, whoever claims that Allah is in something or on something or from something commits shirk, which is a type of blasphemy. Therefore, it's confirmed that Allah Ta'ala exists without a place, without being in a place, without being on a place, is not sitting on the throne, he does not resemble the creations in any way, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not change. As we explained in Hadith al-Jariyah that we interpreted recently in one of the lessons that we mentioned, Hadith al-Jariyah, we said, the scholars said it is inconsistent, and they said if it was assumed to be accepted or classified as sahih, the scholars, they said, it's indicating on the status of Allah Ta'ala, on the belief of the slave's woman, in her belief in the status of Allah. And when she said fi sama, it means the status of, she believes that the status of Allah is high. And the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ, is sufficient to prove that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists without being in a place, without being in a direction. He is not imagined in the mind. As the scholars of Islam said, إِسْتَوَى كَمَا أَخْبَرُ لَيْسَ كَمَا يَخْطُرُ لِلْبَشَرُ. So the meaning of Ar-Rahmanu ala al-Arsh istawa can be asserted from the saying of Imam Ahmad radiallahu anhu. He had the istiwa as Allah Ta'ala mentioned, not as it is imagined by the minds. Because if the person imagines the meaning of istawa, the apparent meaning would be to sit. But sitting does not apply to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that scholars chose the proper meaning that befits Allah and that has been mentioned in other verses in the Quran, such as the subduer or al-qahhar subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu to keep us and you steadfast to the correct belief of Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah, and we ask Allah ta'ala to guide us to the path always.